Did you know in Islam the obligation of covering, which is usually people think that it's only for females, is actually ordered from God to males first? I am obliged to cover from my navel to my knee.
Did you know, as a Muslim, if you harm a non-Muslim in an Islamic state, it's as if you have harmed the messenger, peace be upon him.
Did you know in Islam that knowledge is something which is valued and sacred? The first verses that were revealed was Iqra, which means read. And the first institute, university that was established was by a female Muslim woman.
Did you guys know that in Islam, you're not allowed to harm an innocent person? If you harm an innocent person, it's like you've harmed and killed the whole of humanity as per the Quran. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, even went further to say that you are not even allowed to cut down trees.
Did you know in Islam, even smiling is charity?
Did you know, as a Muslim, we actually have to love and believe in Jesus and his miraculous birth? And if we don't, then we aren't even considered a Muslim.
Did you know Islam abolished racism a millennium before the civil rights movement? The Prophet, peace be upon him, in his last final sermon, he mentions that the Arab is not better than a non-Arab, and the black is not better than a white person, and the white person is not better than a black person. The one who is most closest to God is the one who fears him the most.
Did you know that in Islam, women have so many rights? The men are actually encouraged to really go out of their way and take care of their women. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. So much so that even if a woman is a millionaire and the husband is not, the man is obligated to take care of all her basic needs, even her makeup. That's right, he has to buy her Bobby Brown, her MAC, her Benefit, and Estee Lauder. And guess what? If he can't pay for it because he's broke and she has all the money in the world, she still doesn't have to lift a penny. Guess who has to pay? The government has to pay for her makeup. That's because the economic system was so just, they could accommodate that.
Did you know Islam eradicated poverty? As Muslims, we're obliged to give 2.5% of our annual savings to charity. When this happened in the past and this was implemented, no one was poor in the world.
Did you know Islam gives animal rights? That the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that a woman who was walking past a thirsty dog and gave her a bit of water was forgiven for her sins. And another woman who was torturing a cat was bound to hellfire because of the acts that she did towards that cat.